Every 4 years, each political party sends seasoned activists to the table to write a platform for convention delegates to pass. Words are carefully chosen, positions painstakingly framed. The document, though not binding on candidates, provides a blueprint for policies advocated by the party. Since the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, no other plank in the platform of either major party has received more scrutiny. The 2016 Republican platform language on abortion is strongly supportive of the protection of human life. It adamantly opposes the use of public funds for abortion. In 2020, President Trump and the RNC did not reopen the platform, instead sticking with the one from 2016. This year brings the first revision of the platform since the Dobbs decision, which struck down Roe v. Wade. In the run-up to the convention, the Trump campaign signaled a desire to streamline the platform, to make it shorter, clearer, and more concise, with policy commitments that are easily digestible. Pro-family leaders, including Family Research Council's Tony Perkins, were concerned that the RNC platform negotiated this past week in Milwaukee might end up watering down strong protections for the unborn. Tony Perkins represented Louisiana on this year's RNC platform committee. He points out that the platform not only gives insight to voters, it gives direction to Republican elected officials. He cites research showing that the parties actually follow their platforms about 80% of the time. At the convention this week, delegates will vote on a final platform with a pro-life plank that may be concise, but hopefully remains strong and clear. The Democrats' platform is pro-abortion, and abortion is a front-and-center campaign issue for many of the party's candidates. Post-Dobbs, we've learned that Republicans don't do themselves any favors by shying away from the issue. Protecting human life is a moral imperative. GOP candidates must boldly articulate a pro-life position. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.